Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I don't think Michael's ever done drugs.
It's Mike Shope.
I don't know if anyone's ever offered him any.
Let's go over some of the symptoms of marijuana use, shall we? You tell me who this sounds like.
It's the Bulldog.
Slow moving. Inattentive. Dull. Constantly snacking. Shows a lack of motivation.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Another first. Another football first. First game of the season tonight.
That feels like a pretty significant one.
It does. This is like one of the top firsts of the football,
it's like it's
on the football calendar.
One of the most real firsts, I guess I would say.
Yeah.
The other ones were fake, but, you know, whatever. Just trying.
First Ross Tucker.
You're trying to
appearance.
Get excited for stuff, you know, is what you're doing with all the other firsts tonight, you know. And this still pales in comparison to Sunday at 1 o'clock because like that's the real kickoff of the season for us anyway as Bills fans. But you know we've got football back and it counts and that's cool.
And it's a great game to start the season with Ravens Chiefs. Each of the last 2 days, first Ross Tucker, then Sal Capaccio asked us who we thought Bills fans would want to have win this game. Who would they root for in this game? And to me, like, Ravens is an easy answer. With Ross and then with Sal, I said, we talked about, like, wouldn't everybody be rooting against Kansas City at this point? But Sal brought up an argument for the Chiefs based on, like, how the season could actually go. And that's probably good to think about because I think the answer, just the quick knee-jerk answer, Ravens is mostly out of spite.
Yes. Oh, 100%. Yeah, for me, that's absolutely the case. I'm sick of Kansas City, and I'd like to see their party get ruined just like it did last year by Detroit. So, you know, it's opening night, and you've got your, you know, whatever song you're going to play when everybody runs out, and there's a trophy and a banner and all the fireworks.
Taylor Swift.
All the hoopla and Taylor Swift. And, like, I'd like to see that get wrecked. So, yeah, I definitely say when Sal brought that up, I think he gave Matt Bove credit from their It's Always Game Day in Buffalo podcast. Matt, like, I think was the one who prompted that response from Sal. Like, you know, look at let Kansas City go. Let them get a win. They're going to win the AFC West anyway. And maybe, you know, Baltimore can get dragged into a fight in their division. You know, fine. I think what I said then is still how I feel now. I'll be thinking about that in November, probably. But it's, you know, it's the first game of the year. I'm not ready to get out the minutiae to that extent. Which team do I dislike less is basically, like, I'm not a huge Baltimore fan. I've been a Jackson fan, but that's even waning a little. I feel like he's just gotten more credit than he even deserves. So I'm sort of pulling back on that myself a little. So, I, you know, both of these teams are reasonable threats. in the conference without a doubt. So it's almost a coin flip to me at this point, but it's Kansas City because they, you know, they keep beating us.
Yeah, I can't, like, you and I are similar in this way about this Bill season, where it's somewhere between winning the AFC East and just getting in. Like, that's kind of the range here. We're not talking very much about the one seed or at all. It could happen. This is the first year in four where I think, I mean, this is reflected in the betting markets, and I think also even in the Bills fan base, that there is a little bit of a more tempered level of expectations, a more modest expectation for these guys this year. I mean, they have had a powerhouse roster and been a Super Bowl favorite, if not the Super Bowl favorite, each of the last 3 years going into the season. After the AFC Championship appearance in 20, then 21 again, 13 seconds, going to 22, going to the Rams for opening night, the Rams defending champs. The Bills are favored in the game, in the season, and they win kind of easily against the Rams. And then even last year, a little bit down from that, but not much. I mean, still division favorite and one of probably the top five overall Super Bowl betting favorites. Now it's more like 10th or 12th. And playoff odds, division odds are kind of a three-way split. You know, the Jets have passed them in the market, and it makes sense. I mean, doesn't it? Not in terms of the Jets. I don't want to start that whole thing so early again. But, you know, the Bills don't have the same team on paper that they've had here for the last few years. Yeah. So this would stand to reason.
Yeah, I think the Bills could even and the Bills could even have all of the guys that left. You know, if it turn back time, all right? They don't have to be a year older, but somehow we've got the same roster on the same age curve as, you know, Hyde and Poyer and Tre'Davious White and everybody. It's basically last year's team rolling into this year. I don't know that they'd be, you know, where they are in the Super Bowl odds, 10th or 12th or whatever you said, or that they'd even be behind the Jets, but I think it's possible just from public fatigue. You know, if the Bills had brought the whole same crew back, I think it would be pretty easy to, well, I mean, we already heard some of this last year, so much so that Jim Nance felt the need to push back against it, that the window is closing, right?
He was fired up.
And, you know, well, a year later, how wrong was the window is closing talk? Like, it was pretty right. I mean, at least if you consider the caliber of player and the importance of player that has departed, I mean, you just hope a whole new window is open now. But, you know, Hyde, Poyer, Tre'Davious White, Mitch Morse, I mean, you know the list. Stephon Diggs, Gabe Davis, all gone. I think if they were all still here in last year's state, I think the Bills would still be sort of sinking a little just because of they haven't gotten it done yet, and I'm sort of tired of talking them up. And, oh, look, the Jets, and Aaron Rodgers is healthy, and, you know, I just think that would happen without the departures. The departures, of course, make it all the easier to sort of get on that, and that's not to imply that that's wrong to do. I mean, there's a lot of turnover. I think I even said to one of our guests here recently, if I were doing this in, you know, Iowa or somewhere, talking about the league, I could see me very easily getting to a place where I'm like, yeah, the Bills, yeah, Allen's great, but, you know, I don't know. They've won the division 4 years in a row. Are this just going to keep going unchallenged with all this turnover? I could get there. I know I have felt that way about other teams that have been around for a long time at like a championship caliber level, but don't get there. They let you down in the playoffs, and eventually I think you just, it's human nature. You just have to ding them for that when you're thinking about the prospects for a new season.
You kind of get bored too. Other teams become,
yeah,
like Houston right now would be one, trendier, and so is what it is. I know you have taken advantage of this softness in the Bills, you know, expectations for them by betting on them.
Well, I have them as part. I did two.
Let's see it.
Division winning all eight divisions.
Let's see it.
It's not just the Bills.
Today is the best day of the NFL year for predictions.
This is it,
right? I don't want to even hear about it tomorrow after this game tonight, or especially Saturday. Forget it. This is the best day of the year for predictions. What do you think will happen? And so you are trying to, you know, hit a grand slam.
I'm an idiot.
Well,
I think it's a way you could look at it.
That doesn't mean you're an idiot.
Well, I
love a grand slam.
Who doesn't?
Right? Used to come with football cards.
I
when you would go to Denny's and get the grand slam,
sure, yeah.
You would get cards.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We did that a number of times.
Remember those days? Yeah. Well, so I put together 2 8-leg parlays for the season, for mm-hmm, division mm-hmm. winners. And I think mostly chalk all across the board, except for, well, no, each one has its own long shots. So, but the Bills are in both. I put the Bills in both of them. They're plus 165 at the time. I don't know if that's changed since I did this. Let me even make sure. Actually, it has changed. They were plus 175 the second time I did it. So it went up a little bit.
It's been moving that way.
Right. So Niners, Falcons, Bills, Eagles, Chiefs, Bengals, Packers, instead of the Lions.
Okay. Titans.
Titans were plus 950. I was like, okay, I'm just going to juice this.
It's a Titans bet.
It's a Titans bet is what it is. So that you know, you probably just throw that one out.
Wait. Don't throw it out yet.
I'm not going to.
We're not cashing out here.
No,
yet,
I'm definitely
are we? Not. 0-0.
No, the cash out's only $5.
What is the price? Really, what do you get if you're right?
I threw 15 in on that, so $21,000.
Come on.
470, yeah, 21 grand.
15 pays $21,000.
If I get all eight division winners right.
Bill, I got to do them in my order, though. Bills, Bengals, Titans, Chiefs, Eagles, Packers, Falcons, Niners.
Right.
So working backwards, favorite, second favorite, Philadelphia's favorite, right?
I believe so. Yes.
Kansas City, heavy favorite. Tennessee, biggest long shot. Cincinnati, second choice. Bills, second choice.
Right. Now, I don't think they were. I think they were ahead of the Jets when I did this. This is like a date on here somewhere where I placed this bet? It probably does.
Close enough.
It was only a few weeks ago. Anyway.
Check it again. Maybe you can do better. Bet the same teams and maybe you can do better.
Right.
I had that with Indianapolis. I told you yesterday. I made a bet in the spring on Indianapolis for $20 to win the Super Bowl, 5,500 to 1 or whatever, 55 to 1. And then I looked at it yesterday, another site had 80. So I just took it back.
Right.
And
yeah, placed we're it talking at 80. About this off the air. Yeah. So that's one. You want to hear the other one?
I want it to be a little bit crazier.
Okay, well, yeah, it's not really that crazy. The Titans is the
You have the Titans again.
Oh no, I don't know. In the second one I don't.
Okay.
The second one I think is much more conservative. I had in order to get a massive 15 grand out of it, I had to throw $25 in.
So this one's even safer.
The only things that are different in this one from the first one are Tampa instead of Atlanta.
Okay.
And Houston, who was the favorite in the AFC South, instead of Tennessee. So I had to get some juice there. So I had to get it, replace Atlanta with Tampa just to try to, betting Atlanta wouldn't have been good enough anyway. I mean, but whatever. I mean, I can't just go chalk all the time. So those are my two. But the Bills are, in a part of both of them. So if they don't do it, I'm sunk. Forget about Tennessee and Tampa.
This could be exciting if Tennessee's good.
Yeah. It does sort of bleed into, I think I like Will Levis now. I think I like Will Levis now because I want Tennessee to win the AFC South.
Funny how that works.
Yeah. I mean, this is ridiculous. That's not objective. I liked him. That's why I made the bet. Backing them seemed like a good idea to me. But since I've made the bet, every time you look at it, you see that number and you go, go Tennessee. I want Will Levis to be good. What's happening with DeAndre Hopkins?
What is happening with DeAndre Hopkins?
I saw he practiced on a limited basis yesterday. So I don't know if he's expected to play in this game or not. But
I have, and I'm not even sure exactly why. This could be, the vibes around Ja'Marr Chase, but I have just decided I'm a no on the Bengals.
I get that.
And I'm not sure I really want to trust it. But right now I'm betting the under on the Bengals. And every time I seem to turn on my computer, has the show ever sounded older? Computer. It's somebody like picking, Tyler Dunn is picking the Bengals. Somebody else is like, the Bengals are still kind of hot.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, you know, whatever happens with Chase is still to be determined. He's obviously a great player. T. Higgins, I don't know. We'll see how motivated he is. It was pretty clear he wanted to move on. And a lot of times that just kind of goes away, swept under the rug, and the player plays fine. And then you have Burrow off that injury. And even like recently, he's still talking about it. Like he's not back all the way from that injury. And it sounds like the
wrist, not the calf.
The hand. Yeah,
right,
the wrist.
Right.
And it sounds like the kind of injury that can, it doesn't really go away.
Yeah, I read something pretty in-depth about that a month or two ago, and I think I even mentioned it on the air, that the chance of reoccurrence on that type of injury is relatively high, like as opposed to like any other injury. You mostly just go like, oh, well, it's just dumb luck. He got caught up in a pile or something. That this has, you know, because of just the type of injury it was, where it is on the, you know, on the arm, in the hand area, that it can be delicate. There's a lot of small moving parts in there, and I guess from what I read, and that there is a decent, but there is a better chance of reoccurrence than like the average ACL injury or something like that, is all. So that doesn't mean he's gonna get hurt, but yeah, that could spook you. And if you're big on vibes, I could see you being spooked by the Bengals. I mean, you're not generally not a vibes guy. That's more my area, but
that's why I can't. That's why I'm telling you, like, I don't trust it.
You're a little shook by the fact that you're shook.
Yes,
sounds like, right.
Which that keeps me sort of on the road in life.
Right. So
I shake being shook off.
Yeah, but I get it. I mean, you know, are they going to fix everything up with Chase? Are both of their receivers, who matter as much as anyone after Burrow on that team, I think, just sort of, yeah, I can't wait to get out of here. You know, maybe, I don't know. It's possible. Higgins.
Was that us last year?
Would be closer to that. Yeah, maybe. It would be closer to that than Chase. But still, I mean, they just haven't. It's hard. I think once, to not dwell on something like that personally, I think can be very challenging. Like once you feel like the man is not respecting you, like your boss is not doing for you what other bosses do for comparable talents in their chosen field.
Let me write this down. Go ahead.
It can get very hard to just sort of get through that. You know, you want to care about the guys you're working with and the people and, like, you know, give your level best. But I don't know, man. I think there's got to be times where your head hits the pillow or you wake up in the morning and just think, man, this is garbage. Like, I should not be going through this. And you could. I don't know what these guys' personal surroundings are, but there can be people in your camp, you know, significant others, agents, trainers, whatever, that are sort of feeding that. Like, dude, man, they're treating you like crap. What's going on? Like, I just don't take for granted that guys will just buckle the chin strap and be, like, absolutely at their best and not distracted by the fact that they're being, I don't know, disrespected, I guess.
I think it can all sort of be forgotten if you're winning, but it's when you might start to show cracks that kind of enters your head, right? Like when we're not what we thought we were, this is not as smooth as I expected, we expected, then it becomes sort of easier to succumb to that kind of give up thinking. But it's also not how most of these guys, I think, live their lives. Here would be mine. And I think I'll, you know, if I remember to do it, I will make one of these bets. What I would do differently.
Here, let me go. Hang on. I want to play along with you. I want to.
Oh, you can tell me what I would win?
Yeah. I want to build this. I just remind me not to hit the send bet.
Well, you can send bet. I'll send you money
after I do
if you want. Just let's stay friends.
Okay, hang on 1 second here. Let me get to where are my division? Come on. Oh, for God's sake.
Bulldog feverishly looking up his on his FanDuel app, division futures odds. We only have a few hours. These always stay up now, right?
It was the first thing on there, and I started scrolling because I thought it's always bare. All right, anyway. You want to start in the AFC? That's what's on my screen right now. Jets. Okay?
I think the Jets are still a good price because, enough people think like you do. Like, they just don't want to trust it.
Yeah.
But I don't care about the franchise history too much. I don't need Aaron Rodgers to be peak Aaron Rodgers for that team to be outstanding. So, Jets...
Plus 160 now. Bills are up to plus 195 at FanDuel.
It's been really falling.
Yeah.
Or is it like reverse AFC power rankings? Is that rising? It's been going that way for a while and pretty sharply. We'll talk to Joe Ostrowski about that later. Jets, I think, are still a good value. Ravens, I think, are all similar. Good value. I mean, just a great team. And it's fine to like the Bengals, you know, or even the other teams in that division. But I don't think they're on the same level. What's that price? About the same?
145.
Okay. One of my, quote, long shots would be Indianapolis.
Okay, they're plus 320. That's pretty nice.
I don't mind betting against Houston, but I don't want to be on Tennessee. Mm-hmm. So I'll find someone else for this. Indianapolis, Kansas City, I can't bet against Kansas City. That division looks really weak.
Minus 270, biggest favorite, not even really close.
Plus they have Carson Wentz.
Well, San Francisco's minus 190. It's not that far off.
I'm with you on the Eagles.
Okay, minus 140.
Pretty interesting that there's that gap. Philadelphia and Dallas. Dallas having been so good last year and Philadelphia falling apart.
Yeah.
But this year, the odds have moved quite hard toward the Eagles in that division. I'll also pick Green Bay. Detroit is probably really good. I mean, the offensive line is great. Like, it's the same team. So Detroit deserves the credit it's getting, but mm-hmm. I'll go with the Packers, too. I'll take Atlanta. Did you do that?
Yeah, in one of them. I flipped Tampa in one of them. Minus 140 is the price on Atlanta, by the way.
I think they could be the one seed.
Green Bay plus 210, if I didn't say it.
Okay. And then I'll take Seattle.
Okay, that's juicy. Plus 700.
I want to bet against the Niners. Age? Really, is it? Good division, anyway.
Yeah.
I don't think I could get to Arizona. Arizona's defense was terrible. Like, we haven't talked about them really in that much detail yet, other than Kyler Murray and Harrison. But last year, the Cardinals' defense was kind of bad all around. Their first-round pick is injured.
Yeah, they don't really have... I was looking at their depth chart, and then I read a bit about them today, and it sounds like most of what they were counting on to sort of jumpstart their pass rush...
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Is missing the start of the season. So it's really like a your name here situation for them at edge.
Again, Darius Robinson is the player.
Not a lot of names that I'm that familiar with. I think it stands to reason if you're into the Bills this week, I definitely would be more worried about the Arizona offense and the Bills being able to like get after it on offense, because I think Arizona's got some players and I would expect them to move the ball and score some points on the Bills.
Seattle, I think this is my kind of pick, which is to say they'll be good but still lose.
Right.
This is my kind of pick. That's what usually happens with me.
Right.
Yeah. It'll make sense. It'll look right, but they won't win it.
Yeah.
But, you know, Pete Carroll for so long, and just like a ground and pound kind of a team. Now they have hired a defensive coach in Mike McDonald from Baltimore, but it's the offensive coordinator from the University of Washington. And he walks into a team with, I mean, Geno Smith has been really good. They're great at receiver. Kenneth Walker, I mean, he's got a nice little platter of options here as an offensive coordinator to start out with experience. And so I don't know about their line, but if the Niners are down and then it's like an old Stafford and maybe a little bit of a shaky Arizona, I think there's a path there. I think there's a path where 11 wins that division, and I kind of want to think Seattle is capable of that. So there's my eight.
Do you want?
It's got to be good.
Let me tell you, I did it. I was just fooling around while you were talking just now.
Oh, my.
So that bet that you just laid out on $10 would pay you $26,710.
Okay, well, I'll be right back.
Here's how big Seattle is for you in that. The same bet with the Niners in place of Seattle.
Half?
$5,000.
Oh, wow. Well, even better.
I mean, Seattle's 20...
$22,000,
$21,000 worth of gamble.
Five times.
That is incredible. I mean, I could.
Is it nuts?
Yeah, no, I don't think it is. That
I don't think
nuts.
It is.
I mean, it's not nuttier than Tennessee.
No, it isn't.
And I
agree.
And it's also not +950; it's +700. But still, like
that's because of the Niners,
right?
So it's as much a bet against them.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm doing this. Unless you want to.
No,
I'll do it.
I'm not gonna. No.
I'll do it.
No.
I can't. FanDuel?
Yeah. Yeah.
Doing it right now.
I have a
Do I have promo code Bulldog?
Wow. I just did this. You know what popped up? I didn't even notice because we've been talking. There's a little you get the here's a profit boost,
yes.
Odds boost, right?
Yes.
I don't even have that. I got $50 bonus bet sitting here. In the box with this $26,000 bet.
Throw it down. I bet I don't get a bonus bet.
I gotta walk away.
I don't have your track record.
I will use the $50 bonus bet on something else.
I haven't put as many miles in to get the bonus bet, but I'm gonna play this.
Good. It's fun.
It's fun until Seattle loses to Denver.
Right.
On Sunday.
And it all ends, right?
It's over.
Yeah.
803-0550. Got a big prediction for us this year. Today's the day for it. Joe Ostrowski, Sal Capaccio to come. We'll talk a lot of Cardinals Bills, of course, injury updates and more. Thanks for listening. Lines open now. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
I don't really view him as a rookie, to be honest. I mean, I know he is, but his ability and his mental, it's not on the level of a rookie, you know. So, you know, I expect him to go out there and do what he does. First couple times around him, I feel like he didn't really talk much. And now, you know, you start to see him opening it up, make more jokes, just laugh more, stuff like that. So the camaraderie off the field has been great. And again, on the field, man, he's a monster. So I'm excited for him.
That is Kyler Murray talking about Cardinals rookie receiver Marvin Harrison Jr. The Cardinals set to open the season Sunday at the Bills. Actually, I don't know if they're set, but they're going to be playing
the
Bills.
We'd expect them to be here on time.
They'll be here.
Their uniforms,
I don't know if they're
and everything,
set.
They'll probably match.
Yeah. Cardinals. Has any team, I know, there's this thing about how we hate the Cardinals that we make fun of, but one of the least sort of well-known teams, I don't know, I don't want to say popular necessarily, but just every time I think about Arizona being here for week one, it's like, huh, I guess that's something that was possible.
Sure.
I just never really thought about that before.
I watched, they released a hype video. You know, everyone does that. And, you know, you can pick and choose which ones you like and which ones you don't like. And I have a job to do. And part of that job is to continue to hate the Cardinals, especially because they're coming here for the opener. And it's like a storm, you know, storm.
The storm.
Storm. And the tagline is, I am the storm. And I'm like,
what?
You're Cardinals.
You are
birds I see sitting in my bushes outside my windows while I'm having coffee. You're the size of my phone. What? You are the storm? Oh, okay. I'm going to need like 50 million Cardinals to all be flapping their wings simultaneously to produce a wind strong enough to even be considered a storm.
Yeah, at least.
What are we doing here? I am the storm.
Is it time for a rebrand?
Okay. Maybe. Could be time for a rebrand. I mean, I don't know. There's lots of history with sports teams named Cardinals, but it's just not it's not the most intimidating team to
name. I just got a text from the Cardinals. They want to know what Bills means.
Yeah, good question. I thought of that. I've been working on this in my head since I saw the video, and I thought, what am I going to do with the Bills? I'm like, I'll get back to you on that, all right?
Yeah.
I'm not here to analyze that, all right? Not going to happen. All right, hey, we got wagons and they're circled and like, just shut up. I don't want to hear it. Cardinals? What? My kids played for the Cardinals.
Yes.
I've got a bunch of Cardinals hats in my basement.
You know, I did see that movie, The Birds, Hitchcock.
That's
pretty freaky.
Those were like crows, though. Those
yeah,
like
no, big, I know.
And crows.
They're not sweet little chirpy Cardinals.
No, watch the crows. They definitely talk. They definitely communicate. Crows, they're on to us. They could be planning something big. Now, if we were playing the Arizona Crows and they want to tell me I am the storm, I might be curled up in a fetal position. Crows are
the
in my head.
The black crows.
I will admit, crows are in my head. I'm intimidated
not
by crows.
Cardinals, though.
Cardinals.
Even Blue Jays have a little bit of a reputation for being a little bit nasty.
Yeah.
Birds.
Yeah.
Cardinals.
No. They're just sweet. Oh, look, we saw a cardinal.
I was going to say late in yesterday's show, but didn't. I'll say it now. I would be willing to guess that someone listening right now is on their way to the game.
Yeah, I think that's probably right.
That could be, you know, I mean it as like somebody traveling a long distance. You know, if it's on the road, mm-hmm. you listen to the station to get sort of in the mood for the game. Isn't this helping, by the way? Bulldog talking about birds.
Hey, I'm here for you, people. I'm trying to play my role.
Like I wasn't doing that too.
Yes, I would.
It's not exactly the shout song.
I would think that's right. Someone who you know, people driving with campers probably would decide yep. like by Thursday afternoon, maybe at the latest, like I want to get on the road. I want to get there. Maybe we want to get here to watch the opener somewhere close or maybe on the way here, whatever, like stop for a night and then get here in time to just spend the weekend here. Like, you know, the weather is not great forecast wise, but still when you're making these plans, you're not, you know, months out or weeks out going like, oh, I better not go early. You probably, if you plan to go early, you're coming early and you're hoping for the best. And so, yeah, and even people fly. Ross Tucker might be traveling right now to this game. I mean, he's working at the game, but he's getting here today. And so I don't know if he's driving or flying. I don't know how he's coming, but
he would drive.
He's one person who's, I think, traveling to this game right now.
Technically, yes.
Right.
That's right. So that's cool. Let us know if that's you, or even if it's Ross. I mean, he's already been on this week, but 803-0550 is the number. Call should also be open for Survivor Pool takes, because that's a fun, popular thing to do mm-hmm. as the season starts. And it's not easy to pick. It sounds easy.
Right.
Just pick one winner.
I found out last year, the first time I've ever done it, I did Joe Ostrowski, he's going to be with us here in about 25 minutes, for his weekly visit now that it's football season. It's the first time I'd ever done one, and I think 6-7 weeks maybe, and I'm like, oh, this is great. I'm great at this. You know, that was the end of that. I don't remember who I lost on, but like...
You don't.
It's hard to get 8 picks right gambling on division winners. It's hard to get... all game right gambling on a single game.
No and, spread even.
Right.
Just pick one winner.
It's hard. Yeah.
I mean, the Bills right now, I believe, have the second highest spread. Cincinnati is number one, hosting New England. And then the Bills at about -6. It's been around that number, you know, since it opened months
Bills
ago.
I got the Bills at minus. This is ESPN.com now. I'm not on FanDuel.
Oh boy.
Cincinnati's down to 8.5. At least according to this, that's from their own betting website at ESPN. But Seattle is now also -6.
Home to Denver.
So tied with the Bills for the highest odds. But that's right. 8.5 and 6 are the biggest spreads.
Yesterday I joined and I picked Miami. And in classic Survivor Pool fashion, immediately I went, wait a minute though. Am I sure? Is there a better idea? I don't know that Miami will beat Jacksonville. And immediately the questions just started flooding my brain, like all the reasons, all imagining all the ways they could lose, which this is always the same in every game, you know, a tipped pass, whatever. Not even anything fluky necessarily. Yeah. It just happens.
I did the same thing when I settled on San Francisco for my Survivor pool pick. Just kind of all at once because I was in there. So, like, I signed up and got the new app and created an account and all the stuff. And, like, okay, well, I'll just make my pick. And I'm going through the games. And, of course, San Francisco and the Jets is Monday night. So that's the last one on the screen. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's on brand for me. I'm pounding San Francisco. I did it. Closed the app. And 30 seconds later went back in. Like,
I know.
Actually, what part of the motivation was, let me make sure that I can undo that before Thursday,
mm-hmm.
right? So I did, and you can, and then I just put it right back in and closed it out, and now I'm done. I haven't looked at it in 3 days.
Don't even think about
it. I'm done. It's San Francisco is the pick. But I had that moment of, and then also, like I said, wanted to confirm that you could still monkey with it before you get to kickoff. So.
Seattle is probably, and this could also be a question for Joe, he'll know, Seattle is probably a sharp play because it's not the biggest favorite or even maybe the second biggest in the end by kickoff.
Mm-hmm.
But in these things, you often are not allowed to use a team twice. So Bengals, Bills, even the Dolphins are teams with higher projected win totals and the Niners than Seattle. I just went into how I think Seattle's a good bet this year. So I might expect them to finish with more wins than a couple of those teams. But, you know, still fewer games where they'll be favored or it would seem like a good idea to trust the Seahawks to, you know, guarantee win than this one. But, you know,
what got me,
time changes.
Got me off of that game because, I thought about of quite a few games and that was one of them. You know, the spread will get you there. There's just so much new on both sides. Right. I mean, I've got a new head coach after like 60 years of Pete Carroll, it feels like. I've got a new head coach in Seattle. And so new schemes and whatever, not necessarily personnel upheaval. But then on the other side, I've got Denver with Peyton. And that feels like it's starting all over again because he was saddled with Russell Wilson last year. And that was a disaster. But so now it's Bo Nix. And I don't know, could Denver be, could they go into Seattle and beat Seattle in week one? Sure. I don't know what the hell's going to happen with Bo Nix. Like, I just felt San Francisco, the Jets, I feel like I know who both of those teams are. And I expect San Francisco to be the better team, and they're at home, so I'm going to go there. And plus, I hate the Jets and expect them to burst into flames. So I went that way. Familiarity, you know, it doesn't have to mean anything. It's week one, but there's some comfort in the personnel and the staffs and the schemes and all that Denver-Seattle just doesn't present at all.
You also can't lose Sunday.
That's right.
If you pick the Niners, you are guaranteed to make it to Monday.
You can view all the carnage from Sunday and see who's left standing.
You can, you know,
if New England upsets
stick
Cincinnati,
your chest out.
And I'll be like, oh, go San Francisco.
Yeah, I'm still alive.
Right.
Chris is with us. Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I was so happy I heard about Survivor. So a couple things. First, I started a league about six years ago, and I just totally shunned fantasy. I wasn't good at it. I don't have the commitment that you do, Mike. So it's called Game of Pones. That's the name of the league.
Mm-hmm.
And to give context, my wife has won it 2 years. She doesn't care about football at all. Doesn't know anything about it. She's won it outright 2 years. So just keep that in mind. Second, every time I try to get cute with it, like, and try to be smart, I get burned and I get eliminated early. So I'm chalk. I'll figure out who I need to pick in week 15, LOL, because I'm not going to make it to 15 anyway. So I'm going Cincy 100% all the way. I would take the Bills, but it's just kind of, I'm too close to it, you know?
Yeah.
And if I lose, that's like a double whammy, right?
Yep.
Like, I'm eliminated and the Bills lost, so that's where I'm at.
You want to avoid that. I just don't. Thanks, Chris. You probably know more about it, like the strategy of it, than I do, because I haven't played in it very many times. But I just think it feels right to me to never pick the biggest favorite. I don't know. I mean, of course, that would be a matter of degrees. If Cincinnati were a 14-point favorite, that many more people would take them thinking it's safe than 9. or 8.5 with New England. And every week one is sort of, it's like so unknown what everybody is going to look like. That might be, well, you know, you could look at any of these things either way. I was going to say that might be a good reason to pick the Seahawks because they have a lot the same. But you mentioned the coaches are not, and Denver's kind of brand new, and maybe that's going to be good for some teams. So you can always make an argument for anything, I guess. Thanks for the call, Chris. Joe Ostrowski coming up at 4. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR. So much happening, talking about people traveling perhaps long distances on their way to Orchard Park already for Sunday. Survivor takes, futures bets, point spreads.
Division winning parlays.
Oh, so much to talk about and do. The Eagles, who play tomorrow night in Brazil against Green Bay, have just issued their injury report for this game. A.J. Brown, under the injury designation of rest, has the status of FP, meaning full participation. And if you read the fine print, today's report is an estimation.
Because they were traveling, probably.
It's a walkthrough.
Right, okay.
So that's one of the more hilarious things right now in pro sports, or at least the NFL, is mandated injury reports on days where the teams don't practice, but they still do it. And they bother to guess at, does it mean anything if it's an estimate? What probably would have happened or what could have happened with players had they had an actual practice, but they didn't. So what is it worth? You can decide. Another one today, of course, fantasy football. Night one, get your lineups in. Get those Ravens and Chiefs out of your flex spots and into your regular starting positions in case something happens the next couple of days and you want to use the flex spot, but it's blocked because you had, all right, just to name one guy, I don't know why he came to mind, Xavier Worthy in that slot. Move those guys to wide receiver. I love today because drafting is finally over. I'll miss it by, you know, next week, but I didn't miss it this morning.
You can't start already for 2025?
Probably can. That's you know, all kinds of weekend drafts and week one drafts you can do, but that wasn't where my head was. Instead, it's lineups, you know, this flex point, all these kind of different things.
How did your waiver situation shake out for you last night?
So, fine, but I didn't find out until this morning. I decided, you know, I was watching the tennis, and I'll just find out in the morning what happened.
All right.
Because these are ones where you can't do anything about it once it gets past 10 o'clock.
Okay.
You can't do anything about it after, in most of these leagues. But what I did today was get out the Football Guys app and look at my projections for this week. You know, I've got a couple dozen games this week, and almost every time I'm favored to lose. And I just was questioning everything about my life for about an hour and a half this morning.
How is it only a couple dozen games? You've got, what's the number of teams, 235?
I got it to 236.
Okay.
yesterday. But we're no, most 200 plus of those are best ball teams where you don't do anything.
Okay.
So there's no matchup.
Okay.
This
I
week
see.
It's just automatic total points.
Is that what the thing that I'm in with you and Adam is? Okay. Sorry.
Yes.
I'm not shirking any responsibility by not asking you if there's anything you need me to do.
There's nothing to do.
And collect the cash.
That three profit. That's right. I think if we do well every week, we'll have an update on what place we're in.
Right.
And you want to finish top 2 out of 14 weeks to have a chance. That's how you qualify for the playoffs. Top 2 out of 12.
All right.
Through 14 weeks. But no, there's nothing to do on the vast majority.
All right.
But the ones that I do have things to do, what is this? I'm favored to lose by 20. Don't I know anything? I mean, all that work. Other people know things too, but it just seemed every game I was looking at, I was an underdog. Mm. So I'm sitting here right now, like, I hope I split week one. What a disgusting feeling. All those hours. I'm hoping to split.
See, this is where, like, how all the people who actually like work on drafting the football players in the actual NFL draft, they do all that work, and you sit here behind the microphone and say, like, nobody knows anything, they don't know anything. This is where I say to you, nobody knows anything.
Right.
You don't know anything. The people you're playing against don't know anything. It's a whole new season. Like, who knows what's going to happen? Nobody knows.
I can't believe I have to settle for that.
I'm giving you that speech.
I want the other guy to have to settle for that. Anything can work.
Right.
This guy, though, he's a sharp. He's all over it. Maybe that's I'm not so lucky at this point. Joe Ostrowski talking week one lines and trends and futures and survivors and everything like that. After sports here on WGR.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.